To Queensland now, where the ABC has obtained documents under Freedom of Information laws that show that successive state governments have failed to implement changes to combat sports. This is despite two young men dying after boxing bouts in the last 5 years. The documents show that the previous Campbell-Newman government did formulate a voluntary code of practice but failed to implement it. The current Queensland government is now under pressure to act. In Brisbane, Nance Haxton reports.
Calls for better regulation of Queensland boxing grew after the death of young professional boxer Braden Smith in March this year. The 23-year-old from Toowoomba collapsed an hour and a half into a featherweight bout against Filipino John Moralda. He was put into an induced coma at Brisbane's Princess Alexandra Hospital, but he never regained consciousness. Queensland and the Northern Territory do not regulate combat sports, unlike every other jurisdiction. Documents obtained by the ABC under right to information laws show successive Queensland governments going back to the Beattie administration have tried to impose regulations on the sport with little success. The documents show that in October 2014, just 3 months before the Queensland election, the Campbell-Newman government formulated the Queensland Fight Discipline Industry Code of Practice. The voluntary code would have included guidelines such as modifying rules for young participants, providing safe, fair and balanced contests, and minimising the incidence and severity of injury with safety equipment. It also would have ensured officials, coaches and volunteers were accredited to identify and manage risks of all fights. But the government did not implement the guidelines. The documents obtained by the ABC do not reveal why. Sports lawyer Tim Fuller says after two deaths in the sport of boxing, it's outrageous that nothing has changed.
Nance, I think it's incredibly damning. I mean, we've had like a period of 7 or 8 years that have transpired and successive governments still haven't put the framework in place to protect boxers in this state. I mean, that's bordering on negligence, something that needs to be done promptly and it needs to be done in a way that sufficiently protects the boxers.
Mr. Fuller says while better regulations may not have prevented the deaths of Alex Slade in 2010 and Braden Smith in March this year, the sport should try to improve safety for its participants.
After the death of two Queenslanders in boxing bouts, the Queensland government still has not progressed towards strengthening the sport in a strong enough manner, in my opinion. And whilst those deaths were not directly attributed to the regulatory framework in Queensland, the Queensland government must look at those particular incidences and take their cue and strengthen the sport.
Particularly regarding the death of Alex Slade in 2010, the problem there was that he wasn't registered. Has that been dealt with by the government, that issue particularly?
Not particularly. Like in relation to the information that I've seen recently, the Queensland government still does not currently regulate combat sports. And whilst they're moving towards a self-regulatory model, I mean, that does not necessarily mean that boxing bouts in this state are regulated.
Does that mean that that could happen again?
I think accidents can happen at any time in any sport. There's no doubt about that. But what we've got to ensure is that in our particular sports is that the welfare athletes are protected, that there's a safe environment for sport to be played. It's arguable at this stage in Queensland boxing still is not safe in the sense that it doesn't carry the sort of stringent regulations that other jurisdictions have in Australia.
Tim Fuller was part of consultations with the Queensland government after Alex Slade's death in 2010, examining how regulations could be improved as the 18-year-old was not registered. But he says nothing has been done since, and it's time for Queensland to come into line with other states and regulate boxing by legislation.
In every other sport, rule changes have been effected to ensure that harm is not caused to the participants.
Is there an argument that if you are a boxer and you're engaging in a fight, you know the inherent risk?
Yeah, look, no doubt. I mean, no doubt, in sport, that's something that the High Court has made very clear that there is an inherent risk that participants assume when they play sport. Like in rugby league, you expect to get tackled and tackled hard. In boxing, you expect to get hit and hit hard. However, that's not enough for just a sport to basically say, well, that's the type of risk that you assume when you step into a boxing ring. Sport needs to ensure that when people do step into a boxing ring, that there's as safe and as regulated environment as possible. And the idea of just implementing a voluntary code of conduct is just, as I say, insufficient.
That's sports lawyer Tim Fuller ending that report from Nance Haxton.